It's a noise that never seems to stop, like the dog that barks next door. Neighbors near a Montgomery County bus depot say loud vehicles idle round the clock. And a WTOP investigation finds drivers might be breaking the rules.
It is loud.
Unfortunately, there is quite a bit of noise.
A bus depot in Silver Spring rattles homes across a wooded stretch of land. Evelyn O'Brien lives in the unincorporated Chevy Chase area.
Can you hear the buses inside your house?
Oh, yes. And when the windows are closed.
Is that disturbing to you?
It is.
Her husband is hard of hearing, but Bernie O'Brien listens to Montgomery County ride-on buses rumbling every night.
Having moved from a quieter place, we can't believe the noise. It's constant.
County officials dispute that.
Our general policy is that we don't allow our buses to be idled for longer than 3 minutes.
Carolyn Biggins with the Division of Transit Services.
We don't just blanket idle the buses.
A claim reaffirmed by Bill Griffiths with Fleet Management Services.
We have a monitor on site that makes sure that the buses aren't left idling for any amount of time.
Still, on numerous occasions, WTOP spotted buses idling with nobody in sight for well over the 3 minute cutoff, sometimes for half an hour. One employee confronted us.
How come this bus is idle?
Get away from me!
She stepped out of her bus to turn off a separate vehicle that had been running for nearly 20 minutes, refusing to answer questions and instructing the driver to follow suit.
Well, you turned the bus off. That wasn't hard, was it?
Because you left your bus on. The radio station has a problem with it. That's why
I
turned it off.
Don't talk to him. Just go on to your bus. I don't have a problem, sir. I'm just wondering. How come you left the bus on when you walked away?
When drivers leave buses running, they're not simply disregarding the rules. They may also be harming the environment, according to the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments, which launched a campaign to limit idling.
We were focusing on trucks and buses that are fueled by diesel and are putting nitrogen oxides and fine particulates into the air.
Environmental Resources Director Joan Rolfs says the council has worked to get cleaner government vehicles on the roads, but the anti-idling initiative was centered around commercial fleets.
We have limited resources. You know, and idling is very widespread.
Difficult to enforce. And difficult to ignore.
They idle those things all the time.
Even for people like Wayne Rajinsky, who've lived near the bus depot for years.
Is the noise constant?
Seems to be.
24/7?
Yeah.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Now, as a result of our investigation, Montgomery County says it is taking a number of steps to resolve the problem. The county says unnecessary idling is unacceptable, and it's ordering staff and contractors to follow the proper procedures.